Colonel Ivan, who had come to stand near Johnny, was gazing, stricken with guilt, at the face of the dead boy.
The Cyclone dies!
Johnny had finally gotten a grip on himself. Still holding the boy, he climbed to the top of the ground car. He looked down at them, and they quieted to hear him.
No. No. You must not do anything now. In the star systems of the universe around us, there's a far greater danger than Brigantes. We are fighting a dangerous battle, a bigger battle. We have made a mistake, and it has resulted in the death of this innocent boy. I killed his murderer. We cannot undo the mistake, but we must go on. In that trench there, 67 cadets died, fighting the last battle of the Cyclo invasion over 1,000 years ago. When I first saw that trench, it gave me my first hope. It was not that they lost. It was that they fought at all against hopeless odds. They did not die in vain. We are here! We are fighting again! You and your fellow pilots control the skies of Earth! I will make a request of one or another of you in times to come. Will you honor those requests?
There was a masked stare. Did he think they would not? Then there was a concerted roar of assent. It took minutes for it to quiet. Johnny said,
I am leaving you now. I am taking this boy to Scotland to be buried by his own people.
Johnny got down off the car. The pilot whose ore carrier had been readied for the Russians was pointing it out to the Russian coordinator. They loaded Johnny's horses. They found Stormalong's kit in the ground car and put it aboard. The Russians took over the body of Dmitry Tomlov to take it home. Johnny climbed to the cockpit of the big ore carrier, still holding Biddy. Before he closed the door, he looked down at the crowd and said, slowly and clearly,
It is not the time for revenge.
And then he added a bitter, grim,
Yet!
The crowd nodded. They understood. Later, it would be an entirely different matter. The huge plane rose and turned in the gray, storm-discolored sky. It dwindled and was gone.